thoughts on that. So I'm going to talk about my thoughts on Christmas. And obviously we can all agree that Christmas is a great time of year, and for most of us it's a happy time of the year that many people look to, you know, a time for presents and food and family. But for us Christians, it's a joyful time because it's not just about that, it's truly about the birth of Jesus. So it's not just a happy time for us, it's a joyful time. You know, the birth of Jesus, that's the start of the life that changed everything. That's the beginning of the life that came down from heaven and gave life to the world. The life of the one that came to give me life to the full. In John 10:10, it says that the thief comes only to steal, kill, and destroy. I have come that they have made that they may have life and have it to the full. And those are Jesus' words. You know, Christmas represents the birth of Jesus, the start of the life that gives us life to the full, the one that brings me joy, peace, and real satisfaction, the one that brings real purpose. You know, in John chapter 6, verses 35, Jesus declared, "I am the bread of life. He who comes to me will never go hungry, and he who believes in me will never go thirsty." Christmas is the birth of Jesus, the beginning of the life of the one that never leaves us hungry or thirsty, but he's in fact the bread of life. He's the one who quenches our thirst. You know, the true meaning of Christmas is the birth of the Son of God, the one who was sacrificed for all our sins. For our sake, Jesus died so that we could be forgiven and spend eternity with our Father in heaven. But he defeated the grave and rose back to life 3 days later. You know, through Jesus being sacrificed on that cross for us and his resurrection, we actually have victory over the evil one who only wants to steal, kill, and destroy. I have no need to fear the evil one when Jesus is the one who has forgiven me. He's saved me. He's broken my chains and set me free. So yeah, Christmas is definitely a happy time. It's definitely a joyful time when I think about the birth of Jesus. You know, in Psalm 119, in verse 166, David says, "I wait for your salvation, O Lord, and I follow your commandments." And I don't want to take scriptures out of context, but when I read that, it made me think, well, I'm not waiting for my salvation because my faith is in Jesus Christ and I've accepted him as my Lord and Savior. So, you know, the birth of Jesus isn't just any birth. It's a beginning of the life that brings us salvation. In verse 174 of this psalm, David says, "I long for your salvation, O Lord." And he might have been thinking about salvation from some enemies, but the salvation that I was thinking of when I read that is my salvation from hell, the salvation from my sin. And you know, we don't have to be longing to be saved anymore because Jesus died on the cross for our sins. And is anyone here longing to be saved? What are you doing? You can be saved right now. So, yeah, when I actually take a moment to think about the true meaning of Christmas, I'm filled with joy. And I get quite excited because it's about the birth of Jesus, the beginning of the life that was sacrificed for us all, the beginning of the life that gives me life to the full, that actually gives me purpose. So it's not just about any birth. It's about the birth of Jesus. And you can think about all that he's done for you.
For many people, there are different reasons for enjoying Christmas, being with family, putting up the decorations, the presents, spending time with friends, and especially the food. But for me as a Christian, it's about the birth, life, and death of our Lord Jesus Christ. Ever since my baptism, my eyes have been opened, and I feel the need to shout it from the mountaintops. The true meaning of Christmas is about that baby born in a manger. And me personally, I love video games more. The more time I spend with a new game, the more I learn about it. But it can be the same with Jesus. The more time you spend with Jesus, the more we can learn about him too. So this Christmas, remember how Jesus was born, lived his life telling others about God and died on a cross, so that we can live our life with him forever. So if you don't know Jesus today, get to know him. You won't regret it.
For me, what Christmas really means isn't what most of you might assume. Some may say Christmas is about gifts, others may say it's about spending time with family, and yes, although they're nice additions, that's not what Christmas is really about. For some, Christmas is about giving, and that's because of what God gave to us on the very first Christmas. He gave us the bridge between two worlds, the world of sin in which we live in, and the world of heaven in which we remain eternal after our finished life here on earth. He did this so that we could live an everlasting life freely with him in heaven after our time on earth has been served. He gave us this opportunity because he loved the world, and he loves us. For this is how God so loved the world, he gave his one and only son so that everyone who believes in him will not perish but will have eternal life. Christmas is about remembering what the Lord has done and to keep that reminder with us for the rest of our life. Christmas is about remembering that the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus our Lord, and remembering that he gave all of this to us for free and for nothing, even though we make mistakes and even though we sin. I want you all to take the time over Christmas to think about everything that Jesus did for us, from his birth to his crucifixion to now. Thank you for listening.
I need to compose myself. When you're a youth leader and you get to the point where your young people are preaching the word of God, it just blows me away, sorry. When Kyron sent me his sermon last night, and I was just blown away. I must have sat and cried for about 5 minutes. So proud, you know, I feel like a mother hen. But I'm proud of everyone, you know, from our toddlers, weren't they amazing? Our little toddlers that meet here on a Monday and Wednesday, playing their bells to Little Donkey, to our wonderful Wednesday club and Sunday school. You're all amazing. Didn't they do a good job? So fantastic. And to our young people, who I love dearly and very proud of every one of you. And you've all done such an amazing job today. I don't know if any of you are like me. Sometimes when I wake up, I either wake up with an idea that I've had for something at the church, or I'll wake up with a tune that's going through my mind. This is not unusual for me at all. But one morning last week, I woke up with a particular tune in my mind, and it was Santa Claus is coming to town. You all know that, don't you? Santa Claus is coming to town. Although, it didn't come to my mind with those words. Here are the words that came to my mind. Wipe away your tears, get rid of your fears. Here's the best news you've heard in years. Jesus Christ is coming to town. He's making a list in the book of life. That be the end of the trouble and strife. Jesus Christ is coming to town. He loves you when you're sleeping. He loves you when you're awake. He loves you when you're bad or good. So be good for Jesus' sake. Now put on a smile, get rid of that frown. Spread the good news all around. Jesus Christ is coming to town. At this time of year, many of us, especially the children, are thinking about Santa Claus coming to town. I'm thinking about the great gifts and presents that Santa will bring them. But the real reason for this season is the celebration of Jesus' coming. And he brings the greatest gift of all. He brings the gift of God's love. He brings the gift of eternal life. The Bible says, but when the kindness and love of God, our Saviour, appeared, he saved us, not just because of the righteous things we had done, but because of his mercy. Yes, he loves us when we're bad or good. What a great love that is. who wants to really receive the love of Jesus this Christmas time, deep down in your hearts, to be full of his love to overflowing. And when we're full to that love overflowing, then it's our responsibility to spread that love around to everybody. We want everybody, don't we, to know that Jesus Christ is coming to town. We want everybody to know the goodness of our God. We want everybody to be full of that joy and that peace and that kindness that we can spread to our friends at school, can't we? We can tell our friends, this week we can go into school and we can say, Jesus Christ is coming to town. I want to share his love with you. I want to share his goodness with you. So at this Christmas time, let us celebrate the real reason for Christmas. Let's celebrate that baby in that manger who went on to live the perfect life and to tell everybody the true meaning of life. Then who went on to die on a cross for us. Maybe you're here this morning, like the lad said, maybe you're here this morning and you don't know the Lord Jesus. Don't leave it till tomorrow. You don't know what tomorrow will bring. Turn your heart to God today and say, yes, I want to know you. Yes, I want to be filled with your love. Yes, I want the life that has been planned for me. Don't leave it. Turn to God today, whether you're young, whether you're old, whether you're in between, turn to God and give your life to him today.